I see New York Michael is on the phone, but he muted himself. He's usually pretty verbose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out here, guys. I'm walking my dogs. I don't want them to start barking and causing a scene, so I'm listening. I'm listening. I understand where you're coming from with nobody wanting to participate. Nobody wanting to think how we think. It seems like everybody I talk to, they think like we do, but they don't want to do nothing. They think it's all going to be good because Trump's in there. You know what I'm saying? They don't even pay attention to what's going on.
They got to realize that Trump is good for us, but he can't do it by himself. It's going to take all of us.
And that's
why he said during the inauguration speech, that it wasn't a transfer of power to him, it was a transfer of power to we the people. He needs us to be involved, because there's just no way he can do it on his own.
I think that people are afraid to have the power and to be able to
help. Well, they don't know how. They don't
right.
know how because they've never had it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why I think it's gonna have to end up like Venezuela before people start waking up. I mean, even the security is fed up with the situation. I mean, I was reading an article. This woman who was on the security forces was getting paid like $40 a month to have shit thrown at her. You know, I mean, who needs that? And I hope it doesn't reach that point, but I think more and more likely that it's going to end up that way.
Well, basically, right now, that's what Trump's getting thrown at him.
That's true. As a matter of fact, I was listening to this guy, Lionel. He has a podcast or a videocast, and he was talking about how everybody's going after Trump, yet there was a big story the other day about the that Democratic operative who was murdered, shot in the back, several months ago. And was basically swept under the rug. They said it was a mugging gone bad because he wasn't missing anything like his watch or wallet. And he was talking about the fact that how come this story is being ignored, you know, and everybody's focusing on this so-called conspiracy with Flynn and whomever else is in there, Comey and whatever.
Was that Seth Richards?
Yeah, Seth Richards. Yeah, I forgot the name. Yeah.
Yep. Boy, they've been talking about it like crazy on the Buffalo AM radio station about Seth Richards. They did it when he got killed, and the last couple of days they've been really hitting on it hard. And the people around here, you know, they understand what's going on.
Yeah, well, the reason for that is because I don't know that much about it at this point, but it seems that they've exposed the police department as having gotten orders, to sweep this thing under the rug. And they're resisting.
Oh, I know.
He messed with the Clintons and paid the price.
Yeah. Well, you know, there is the Clinton death list, and it keeps getting longer.
Well, anybody that messes with them hits the top of the list. But they've got to take Clinton's down. But everybody seems to be afraid of him at the moment.
Yeah, and I wonder about that too, because the Podesta situation has not really come to a head. They've never investigated those emails. You know, the mainstream media hasn't. And I don't know how she's going to sweep that under the rug if she thinks she's going to run again.
Well, yeah, she thinks she is. That's why they keep hitting Trump with everything they can to trying to protect those people, deep state.
Yeah, and they've been talking about Eric Prince lately, too, saying what a bad guy he is. And he was the one who told the New York Police Department that they, you know, should go after this scandal. But, of course, apparently the New York Police Department doesn't believe that they have the jurisdiction. In fact, when they do, they have the authority to go before the grand jury, you know, just like anybody else does. But, and the other thing about it is that they should actually go ahead and do that, because one of the things that we found out is that in the Southern District Courthouse is actually not owned by the government. It's owned by, and although this is not really that germane, is the fact that the federal government doesn't own these courthouses, and they don't have jurisdiction. The jurisdiction is with the local police department. The New York Police Department could go in there and arrest everybody in that courthouse for obstruction of justice.
Well, the New York Police Department has a copy of all that information on the emails, and they've made the statement that if the FBI doesn't do something about it, they're going to do it themselves.
Well, I think it's obvious at this point the FBI isn't going to do anything about it. So, you know, what are they waiting for?
They're waiting for their new man in charge, whoever that might be. And we might start seeing some things happening when that's decided.
In the New York Police Department, or are you talking about at the
attorney? The feds.
You're talking about Jeff Sessions.
Well, the FBI head.
Oh, okay. Well, the new one, yeah.
Yeah, whoever takes over as director of the FBI. Once that happens, we may see some big things happening.
Right. Because this guy McCabe, who took over, is just a placeholder.
He's just a placeholder, but he's also deep state.
Oh yeah, I believe that too. Because there was some controversy about his wife taking money or something for her campaign, and I don't know that much about it. But of course, it stinks like everything else.
Well, Comey was the American commander for deep state.
I know. He was totally incompetent. He didn't know whose side he was on. But, you know, I think he knew whose side he was on, but he just completely gave himself away in the way he handled it.
Well, he was trying to protect Hillary. Well,
there ain't much we can do about it. It has to come from up
there.
No, there
ain't a whole lot we can do about it. We all we can do is concentrate on the things that we can do. And
right.
The things that we can do is to get organized enough to where we are getting into the courts with observers and making people nervous.
Right.
And that's this group, that's what their job is to do exactly that. And in order to do that, we need to have people interested in doing such a thing. I feel that many are a little intimidated to go in and do anything that, you know, a lot of people are nervous about being arrested for whatever they might do. And so a lot of people, they're a little bit timid about doing it.
I think you're right, and that's one of the reasons why I want to contact the members in New Jersey. I want them to become more active. I want them to contact the judicial branch of the legislature and ask that we be allowed to testify with regard to judicial corruption in this state, because it's epidemic. The mainstream media completely sweeps it under the rug.
Well, we got to have people willing to stand. And so if you can pull that off, might be a big help.
Well, we'll see. I'm going to, another thing on my agenda to try to start doing.
But, yeah, bring the people together and start talking about it and see what happens.
Right, because, you know, I've been in this NLA for like 3 years, and, you know, I'm like the only one in my county. And, you know, I suppose I could do more, but, you know, I'm trying to run a business. I've got, you know, a couple of health issues, too. And, you know, and for example, even if I were to go to every town meeting, let's take Bergen County, where I come from. There's like 72 counties in Bergen County. I couldn't even go to the council meetings. You know, I couldn't do all of them in 1 year. I mean, it's just not productive.
Well, this is the thing. I'm sure you know, running a business, that the way to be successful is surround yourself with people who are, you know, I don't want to say smarter than you, but people who know the job, and then let them do that job. You can't do it all yourself. You have to have other people willing to do it.
Right.
And that's the way I've always been, is I surround people who, in fact, there's a lot of things that I've been successful at where I didn't know half of what I needed to know. And so I relied on people being more intelligent on different subjects than I. And I just get out of their hair and let them do their job. And made me look good.
Right.
And I think we all need to do that. And that's what I'm kind of doing with what I'm doing here with the NLA, is I'm surrounding my people, or surrounding myself with people like yourself and Captain John and Nikki, and them that they have the time and they have the inclination to do it. And really all I have to do is just get back out of their way, let you guys do your thing. And so I would be happy to just sit here and observe and not say a thing. And just let you go ahead and run this group, just like I let Nikki and Captain John run the COS.
Right.
And but no, you can't do it all yourself. I used to try that. I used to think that I had to do everything myself. And you just can't do it. So come up with the ideas and get people interested, and get them out there.
Well, I got an idea, and I wanted to run it past the panel here, is that it's a cheap way to advertise. I've seen people, I've seen groups do this. For example, Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream, the owners, were a couple of notorious left-wing supporters of Hillary Clinton. And what their idea, actually it wasn't really their idea, because I've heard people doing this before, is taking money and stamping it with your message. I mean, all you have to do is pay for the cost of the stamp and put in like red ink so people notice it, and put in like the name, the address, and something about the NLA. I don't know if there would be any pushback from the leadership, but at least, you know, that's one way to do it cheaply.
Yeah, I've seen people do things like that.
The only problem I can see with that is that's not our money. That belongs to the Federal Reserve, And if we put NationalLibertyAlliance.org on there or any way to contact us, then they may come down on us through that address or phone number or whatever.
Yeah.
Because now what we're doing is distorting the money that's not ours to do that with.
That would Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and that's why I wanted to bring this up. But is it really their money? I mean, the Federal Reserve, I mean, of course, you know, I know it's not owned by us, but why don't we force them to admit that lie, that it's not our money? I think that would make an interesting court case,
yeah,
if it ever went that far.
Right, right.
Yeah. I don't know all the legalities of doing that. But
I myself wouldn't want to bring down that kind of destruction, though, onto the NLA at this point. You know, I mean, that was something that John and, you know, Gerard and the guys in the top would have to okay.
I know that.
Yeah. I mean, they may go along with it and think it's a good idea. And at the same time, maybe they won't.
Right.
That's just my thought. That's just my thought on it.
Well, my thoughts are to put a big red stamp on and say, this is not real money. I'm sure that would get their attention, especially, you know, give that to a cashier and they'll say, well, hold on a second here while we call the police.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
It's not something that's going to be around much longer.
Right.
I mean, We're right close to making a big change. I mean, it might be a little bit rough on
They're going to a cashless society. They're changing the tolls there in Buffalo area. They're changing the toll booths to cashless tickets.
They're trying to go to what they call FedCoin. And it's what you say it is. It's digital. And
that's one thing that I think that the government is going to have a big problem with, because people want to keep their purchases anonymous. You know, I don't think that's ever going to be fully implemented.
That's why the feds are trying to go that direction, is so they have more power over you by knowing every little thing that you buy.
Yeah, well, if they do that, I think that's really going to – that would actually be good for us, because that would galvanize all the fence sitters.
Yeah, I just read an article on it just the other day, and it's quite scary about what it would do to us. But you're right, it might galvanize people to stand up and fight back.
I see we got some more callers on the line. Is there anybody who would like to add something to this conversation? I guess not.
Well, I'm gonna back off and let you go ahead and run.
Okay, no problem.
It's amazing. On the Scope website, they said that there were something like over 3,000 tickets per week that the New York State Police were handing out. And I can't believe that there's not more people that are looking for courtroom observers.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I think people are just so brainwashed that they don't resist anymore. It's like the Stockholm syndrome.
They're so sick of fighting. Why deal with it, you know, just move along and go along to get along.
Right.
And the fat cats keep getting fatter and fatter and more powerful and more powerful.
Hmm.
they raised they took a vote over in Buffalo this last weekend, and for raising the school taxes in the highest taxed towns in New York State. And they agreed, everybody agreed to let them raise the school taxes. Unbelievable.
What city or town is this?
Amherst, Grand Island, and there was another city, another town on the Buffalo outskirts. But it's all Erie County, so the whole county is going to be affected by it.
Well, we got a big problem in New Jersey with that, too. As a matter of fact, we have the highest real estate taxes in the country. The average tax bill, real estate tax bill, is over $8,500 a year. It's just getting insane. It's like you know, there's no point in buying a house anymore because you're just going to be renting the property at a certain level.
Right. The only way in New York that you could actually beat the property tax if you're not off the tax roll is if your house is underground, like a basement. They don't tax basements.
Really?
They only tax above structures, yeah.
Well, then maybe we should start a fallout shelter company or something.
Right. There you go. That's what I'm thinking about doing on my properties, putting in another basement and living in that thing and tearing that old house down here.
Right. Have you ever actually seen a fallout shelter?
No. Have you?
I did an appraisal on one. The guy had a fallout shelter. It's pretty crazy. It's like a big long tube that you got to walk through to get to this, like, I forget what they call it, you know, the shelter room or something. But that was kind of interesting. But, you know, you don't see too many of them around, I don't think, anymore.
No. There's a few houses up around my area out in the country here south of Buffalo that do have fallout shelters in their basement and tunnels from one house to another.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But, of course, that all takes money, stuff that we don't have anymore.
Right.
Well, they tax you high enough so you can't.
Exactly.
I see Jeannie and April are on the call. Just wondering if you had anything to add. Jeannie, it looks like, wait a minute, April, no, they're not muted.
I'm not muted. I was just listening to what y'all were talking about.
Yeah, so do you have anything you'd like to discuss?
Well, it depends on what y'all were talking about. I got a lot of things to discuss all the time.
Well, why don't you throw something out there?
Well, my son just got 3 speeding tickets.
Oh.
And, yeah. And they charged him almost $300 for each ticket. Two of them he went to court for so far. He still has to go to the third one. And then the judge suspended his license for having a speeding ticket, and then he got pulled over for driving without a license.
Oh.
That's generally the way it works.
Yeah. I mean, he's only 24 years old. He's struggling at the job he's doing, and they're just trying to racketeer and take his money.
Well, when I was in jail, and I was only in there for a couple of months because I refused to pay a fine, and so, you know, they have to give you credit for the time in jail, is that half of the people that were in there were driving while suspended. I mean, that's a big moneymaker for them.
Yeah. Oh, they're doing it left and right. They just target you, and that's it. But I have a son, my oldest son is in Virginia Beach jail for 73 years for 2 crimes he didn't do. Isn't that lovely?
Oh, my God.
Yep. And they have the person that did it who stated my son had nothing to do with it. They didn't. They got 3 gun charges on him, 3 robbery charges. Nobody said he touched the gun. Nobody said he robbed anybody. And yet they convicted him on it.
Well, I know how that goes. Go ahead.
Here's the pincher. The DA, the prosecutor, was a real SOB and didn't like my son because he's autistic bipolar and he doesn't talk right. So he just naturally had a hating for my son. He told my son if he didn't take his deal, he was throwing another charge on him. So like 6 months after that trial, he threw an attempted robbery of a Subway from over 13 years ago on my son. And it was a Subway my son went to 3-4 times a week. So, of course, his DNA would be there. And they convicted him on that, too, on just the DNA, even though I had 4 witnesses stating on that date he was home.
That was a robbery that happened, like, 13 years ago?
An attempted robbery.
Attempted robbery. And how long after the attempted robbery did they arrest him?
Over 13, right when he decided not to take the deal, so it would be about 14 years after it.
Don't they have a statute of limitations in your state where you live?
That's what I was
Virginia. Wondering. Not in Virginia. Virginia is a say-so state. You go to jail because they say so. They are the most corrupt. I have a list of people right now that are in those prisons that have taken deals because they threatened them if they don't admit to a crime they didn't do, that they were going to get life in prison.
They do that all over.
Oh, they're real famous for it in Virginia. They got like a 90% conviction rate.
Right.
Wow.
Of course they do, because if you don't take the plea deal, then you go to court, and what they do is they rig the trial against you. They don't allow you to present exculpatory evidence. They shoot down your lawyer, and they give the prosecutor free rein over the courtroom to do whatever the hell he wants to do. And, of course, he feeds the jury propaganda, and you get convicted.
Yeah.
You know, I've been through it. I know all about it.
Well, they did this to him. That he requested a trial by jury. They waited till the day of the trial, and it took him over an hour to convince my son to come out because he said he wanted a jury trial, and they gave him a bench trial instead. And the judge did not listen to anything that was going on in the courtroom. He had his mind made up before he even came out of the courtroom. They didn't have his trial until over a year later. And then the second set of charges they threw on him, after they threw it on him, it wasn't until 2 years later that they had the trial for that one.
They basically did the same thing in my case, too, is that they kept delaying the trial. They say, okay, we're going to go to trial on such and such date, be ready. And then at the last minute, they canceled it. And, of course, my lawyer was pretty pathetic. And they kept doing this over and over, and then finally, like less than a week before, they say, "Okay, we're going to the trial next week. Make you know, get ready." And of course, my lawyer, he didn't do anything. He was useless. He also happened to be the nephew of a federal court judge. And in retrospect, I think, given all the shit that happened in my trial, why he didn't file some kind of action against the court for all the misconduct. But of course he's part of the club, you know, and he's a low ranking member, so he isn't gonna upset the apple cart.
Of course not. they're all in it together. I tried to hire an attorney. I borrowed $2,500, gave it to this attorney. He said he'd do the case and he'd work out payments for the rest, and we had an agreement, but it wasn't in writing yet. And then he turned around and said he wanted more money, and if I couldn't give him more money, he couldn't do the case. But he kept my money, and I never signed any papers. And I can't even sue this guy because his wife is a judge in that court.
Well, that's convenient.
Yep. And then we got more. You ready?
Holy cow.
My son, his son, was living with his ex and her new husband. Well, his ex and new husband killed somebody else's 3-year-old baby. So the kids were put into the system. And this happened down here in North Carolina. And North Carolina's statute laws are that if you put a child into the system, you're supposed to give it to the nearest blood relative before doing so. Well, I'm that nearest blood relative, and for 2 years they have discriminated against me and refused to even let me see my grandson unless it's supervised. My son had joint custody and told them he wanted me to raise his child since she lost custody, and they have given the kids to the grandfather that lives in Virginia, who is still saying I have to have supervised custody, I mean visitation under him.
Well, that kind of sounds familiar, too. In my case, it was involving my father's estate. After they removed me as executor, they refused to allow any of my remaining siblings, and there's eight of them, to become, you know, executor. And instead, they assigned it to an outside administrator who just happened to be the president of the Bar Association in that county. And, of course, then he goes ahead and starts to milk the estate, which is why they had to rig the trial against me and convict me of a crime that didn't occur to get rid of me.
And meanwhile, he took all the money that was in there.
Most of it. They left a few pennies behind.
That's pathetic.
Of course it is. And this goes on all the time. And that's one of the reasons why I want to bring this stuff before the state legislator, because I know it doesn't just happen to me.
No, it doesn't. I have four, possibly five people right now, including my son, which would make six, that are innocent and in jail.
Right.
So it happens to a lot of people, and I'm meeting more and more every day that he's in there. I mean, it's horrible. And what's real messed up is they get money. They charge each inmate money for being in there every day. So when they get out, they have to pay that bill, and plus they get money from the state for each inmate body they have in there.
Wow. At least in New Jersey, they give you a credit for every day that you're in jail.
No, they don't do that. They charge you.
I know. Yeah, then if you get out, then you get a bill and a kick in the ass.
Yep. They're horrible. Virginia Beach is the worst. It's absolutely the worst. They actually have these kinds of laws. I lived there for 9 years once, and when I first moved there, I regretted moving there. In the paper, they had this woman got arrested for saying the F word. And I'm not kidding. That's all she did is say the F word. They also have a rule that if you're gay walking down the streets holding somebody's hands, you get arrested. If you're married and have an oral sex in a car somewhere, you get arrested. If you get in a car accident and the police decides to be an SOB and give you a ticket, you can't sue in that accident.
Right.
They have a whole bunch of rules that are set up so they can make money, and so people, unless you're rich, you shouldn't be living there.
Right.
And,
well,
and they're jailing, most of the people they're jailing are people that have autism or bipolar, have mental illnesses. And
well, we had a similar case like that in New Jersey recently, in which a passenger in a car was not responding to the cop, and so the cop thought he was being uncooperative. Okay, so they take him out of the car, they beat the crap out of him, and then they wonder why they're being sued. You know, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that goes on all the time. I had a cop right in front of my apartment house here, and this is a suburban neighborhood, and they go and they arrest this guy, and I'm watching this thing, and I see this cop walk up to him. This guy's handcuffed behind his back, and the cop gives him a right cross to the face. I mean, not just a slap or something like that, you know. The guy then, stumbles forward and falls on the ground. And, you know, I offered to testify for this guy. But I told him, look, but we're not going to. I'm not going to testify before a corrupt municipal court judge. I told him you got to go federal with this.
Yeah.
And, there's a lot of background noise here. So anyway, long story short, I refused to testify, and I guess he got. I don't know what happened to the case.
And then Sunday to check up.
Look, I'm gonna mute everybody in a minute.
Yeah, that's somebody's TV.
Oh, okay. Well, turn it off.
It's not mine. Yeah, right now my son went through the appeals for first judge and then the three judge panels. Of course, he was denied on both of them. And he has a certain amount of days to do a federal appeal, but yet the lawyer turned around and said that he no longer is eligible for legal representation. He has to find his own.
And without...
Is that your TV?
Well, it's not mine.
No, that's not mine.
Because I'm not sure who to mute here.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's not that many people on the call.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, someone's talking now.
Yeah.
It's a woman.
Wisconsin, Jeannie. I'm muting you. I don't know if that did it, but...
I don't know. So anyway, they leave you after the second appeal. They leave you where you got to fend for yourself while you're in prison. Then there's no way to go out and hire an attorney.
I know. It's bad enough, when you get in trouble, but it's even worse when you got to fight it from jail.
Yeah. And you're supposed to have be able to have legal representation, and they don't even give it to you. I asked the lawyer how come he is only going to represent him to the three court panel judge for the appeal, and he said, well, that's the law. And I asked him, well, could you tell me what statute that is? And, of course, he couldn't tell me. He didn't know what statute was. He had no idea, and I said, that's because there is no statute.
Statute? They don't need no stinking statutes.
Oh, Jan's online. She must be back.
I don't see Jan on my panel.
I just saw him pop up on Skype.
Oh.
So he must be back. So the Wednesday night call, what is it about?
It's courtroom observers. If somebody's got a case coming up, you know, we want to be ready and send notices out to the people in those areas so they can get some support. And
good. I'm going to need one because I'm going to sue my grandson's grandfather who refused to let me have my visitation with my grandson unsupervised. Since he's doing that, I'm going to sue for custody and visitation. I'm definitely going to need some courtroom observers for that. And that's going to be in Virginia Beach.
Okay. Well, you got to go on the site and fill out the form and send it to us. And when we get it, you know, we're going to send out a notice, you know, 2 or 3 days before or whenever you want us to.
Yes.
And we'll hit everybody in the state and even other states if you want. What?
Do we have a lot of people in Virginia?
I don't know. I haven't actually looked at Virginia. I know in New Jersey we have over 100. So I could look that up for you. And maybe next call, if I can remember, I will look up Virginia and see how many members there are.
Okay. That'll help. Because Virginia does not let you have your cell phones in there, so you can't record anything. And they don't have cameras in the courtroom.
Well, what about recording? Do they have an audio tape?
Not that I've seen. I'm going to ask when I call the clerk of the court, when I ask her to send me the papers, I'm going to ask about that.
Right.
To say, because when I went in there for my son's trial, I didn't see no recordings and no video cameras, and someone told me they have to videotape it, and I didn't see any, none whatsoever. All I remember is when I got in there, when I was signing in there, we were trying to get in, you couldn't even have an electronic cigarette. They wouldn't let you have. Any kind of liquid, they won't let you have. Certain pens, they won't let you have. They don't want you recording their corruption.
Of course not.
They are horrible, horrible people.
I think we've got to organize more in all the states because there's not that many people. If we could get, like, a team or something that would go into the and have meetings, I don't know, town hall meetings or something that we would have backing, because there's a lot of people that need this, myself included, and there's just no support there.
No.
We need a lot of people going into the courts and to hold them accountable because they're getting by with this left and right. And it's the same here in Wisconsin.
Well, the other John was talking about that type of thing the other day, and he's on the Thursday night call. So you should call in tomorrow, and he might be able to give you some ideas.
You know what that is? That's the
ham radio. Because they ignored me in the courts, and now they just found me guilty, and if I don't pay up within by the end of the month, then I guess they're probably going to get a warrant out for me, and it's for not having a dog license, which I cannot do because I've got elderly dogs with health problems, and I've got a document from a veterinarian who's also a scientist that proves that this rabies shot that I have to get a dog license causes cancer. And I'm just not going to do it. So it looks like if I don't pay up their fine, which isn't going to help anything because I still don't have the, you know, the license, I'll be ending up in jail. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's all totally warring against the Constitution, and there's no relief from it, you know?
Well, we got to take care of these criminals.
Yeah, like me.
Exactly. And me.
Yep.
We're all criminals. You can't walk out your front door without committing some kind of violation.
Yep. And I don't have a contract with them, and you need a contract. And you can't have a crime without an injured party, and they don't listen. I challenged jurisdiction, and they totally ignored it like they never heard it. What are you going to do, you know? So...
Hello?
How many dogs did they ticket you for?
Well, it was just a cop that came out on a... Well, the Taylor County, Wisconsin, here in Taylor County, the police are the head of the Humane Society. And a cop came out and said that he had an anonymous call that there was animals that weren't fed and taken care of here. Well, he didn't find that to be true, but then he came out and called the township and found out that I didn't have a license. So they just, I don't even know if there was an anonymous call because they won't let me hear anything or give me any information. It could be just made up. I don't know. but I don't have any accusers other than the, you know, the police department, which is the Humane Society basically, and the courts, and it's just kangaroo court.
How did you actually receive the ticket? Did they walk up to your door and ring your doorbell and give you the ticket, or how did that play out?
Yeah, he came out. The officer said that he had an anonymous call that he said my dogs weren't taken care of and there was some chickens that weren't taken care of, so I showed him them. They're fine. They were eating. They were, there's no problem. And so
do you think it was a neighborhood busybody, or do you think it just cop was looking at for a crime of opportunity?
No, it's part of the Humane Society. I know who did it, but I can't prove anything, And this isn't, this is just scratching the surface. Like most of this stuff, it's not, it just goes so deep, it's pathetic.
Right.
So, but that's, the only thing, it doesn't do any good to complain about it unless we organize more and do something.
That's why I'm thinking that we need to get on the case of the state legislators, because I'm sure they know what's going on. The same thing with the mainstream media. They'll do anything about it because they're afraid of the judicial system, that they're going to drop the courthouse on them if they start reporting about all the corruption in the court. I have been following, the Star Ledger and the Bergen Record, a couple of local newspapers here for years. I've lived here most of my life, and I have never seen them report a case of judicial corruption, such as a theft of a child or the way that people get abused. And I know that there are groups out there who are protesting these things. But the mainstream media could care less. They're afraid that if they get sued for libel or slander or something like that, that they're going to get an unfavorable judgment, and therefore they're not going to report anything. The only time you hear about judicial corruption in New Jersey, if it comes from an official source, such as a prosecutor who is going after a judge for whatever egregious thing that they did, or a judge decided to file a administrative conduct report. Otherwise, they're pretty much free to commit any crime that they want.
Right. But if anybody went into the courts, in force, but it doesn't happen. Because there's no organization, no basis for nothing. We got to organize like they do more.
That's right, because they have a cartel. It's called the Bar Association.
Yep.
And that's got to be the number one target, because the legislature has to stop sweeping this stuff under the rug. We have to organize. We have to demand to be able to give public testimony on what's going on in the courts. And that's going to be my next project.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if the churches, if we could get in there and get them behind us, or like the bikers or whatever, somebody that makes them really pay attention, because they don't really care about us. They're knocking us off one by one.
That's right. And they're going to keep on doing it until people start taking a stand.
And I don't want to see a physical revolution, but I don't. If we don't do something, it's going to have to come to that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you were on the call earlier, but talking about what's happening in Venezuela, and people are throwing pupitavs at security forces. This is poop in bags. And what they're saying is the security forces are very upset about not just that, but the fact that they're getting tired. They're only paying these people, $40 a month. The one lady that they were interviewing, she said the only reason why she does it is because she's got a little boy that she's got to take care of. Otherwise, she'd probably be protesting with everybody else.
Yep.
Okay, well, it's 10 o'clock. I don't know if anybody else has anything to add. Otherwise, I'm going to turn off the recording.
Yeah, I had a question.
Go ahead.
This is Stan from Alabama. I'm trying to find where you have any of the guidelines for recording information that you can write on when you're in the court so that you have an outline to use to make your affidavit.
I don't know about that. There may be something on the website, but I'm not personally familiar with it. You know, there's going to be another call tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. We're probably going to have more people on, so you might want to bring that up at that time.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Crystal. How are you doing? I got a letter. I got to go back to court again on the 30th of May. And what I'm doing also, which may be helpful, is I'm going to, like I did for the last trial, I'm going to ask for a common law grand jury. And one thing it came to mind, going to the courts, they never had a grand jury for any foreclosures. And I'm going to try it, you know. I'm going to send them the letter and stuff back, and I'm going to demand a common law grand jury, and for, you know, because they are violating my constitutional rights. On the letter they sent me, no judge, no signature, nothing. And I'm going to ask for the judge's name, his oath and bond number, and I'm going to demand a common law grand jury because the judge and the attorneys are the ones that make the decision, and that's committing the treason. And it's just like they're bringing in people by the cattle and we're taking it. There's no trials or nothing, which is unconstitutional. And
that's a good idea.
I meant to mention that before, and I said, oh, my God, there was never a grand jury. So if everybody starts asking for a common law grand jury for any foreclosures, watch all these things cease and desist. Another thing, too, everyone needs to contact because it's the grantee. And I just went, because I remember when I used to work in the department, I did that for 40 years. It's the grantee, and they don't put our names down as it. The owner on my property is the grant. They have the former owner's name, but not my signature. So when I went to get my copies, they're giving me the copies of the previous owner. So I got to go back. I'm going to demand because, it's you know, when you buy anything, it's automatically signed, the grantee. So that's when they slip in that grantor name to act like we're, that's when they've been changing people's mortgages, but you can't change anything without their signature. But see, that was my work I used to do. So I said, oh, my God, you know. But I think right now everybody across the nation, and also they need to contact every congressman, their state reps, their senators, all these people right now, and say we demand a common law grand jury on these foreclosures and what have you. Because they all know about it, and you know what's going to put them on the hot seat, too.
Well, that's good, and that's one of the things that we're working on here in New Jersey in the Southern District is what we call a petition for misnomer. If your name is not spelled correctly and it's spelled in all caps, that connotes a corporation.
Right.
And so that's one of the things that we're exposing here.
Oh, yeah, because I did that with all my paperwork already, yes. You know, but again, anybody's going through any foreclosures, ask for a grand jury. And you know what? And the only thing, and it's going to be so easy, because first of all, you're going to say, who signed my name? Who changed my mortgage? And I want a sworn, notarized affidavit and an oath and bond from you.
Yeah, well, we can get everybody in the country to start doing this. That will really rattle their cages.
Well, I think that's a simple thing, don't you think?
Yes, I do. I think it's a brilliant idea, too. I think everybody should be doing it.
Yeah, I because I got to go back in 2 weeks, and I'm gonna, you know, and I said because I meant to tell you this 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I just got home, and I said, well, I got to make sure I, you know, let you know about that, because as I said, you could even put this on whatever, you know, I think, you know, every little bit helps, because now it's the majority of the people that are picking up on this and asking for the grand jury, because when I asked for that grand jury for my trial, it was 1, 2, 3, you know, because what's been going on, all these attorneys, they make their deals behind closed doors, you know, and they're settling people's cases. I found out 2 of my cases were settled, and I didn't even know anything about it, and they got all my money. So there's so much craziness.
Yeah, okay. You know, I've been through foreclosure. It's been a long time since I went through foreclosure, like 20, 25 years ago. But most people, they don't even contest foreclosure. They think, oh, I'm not, you know, I missed my payment. Therefore, you know, I deserve to be foreclosed on or something like that. But they don't understand the scam that's really being perpetrated on them with the funny money and stuff like that. The fact that they're making payments on a something that was created out of thin air, and they're getting paid with all your blood and sweat.
Right. Another thing, too, you can go on your website, because this is the first case I went back in 2006, and it's PHH Mortgages out of New Jersey. And they're the ones who try to foreclose on my house. I'm the one who did my mortgage, and I did it for 15 years, which I had paid it off in 11 years. Okay? They came around and changed my mortgage to a variable and stuff, and all of a sudden I said, you know, because I was going through a lot at that time in my life. And something said, wait a second. You know, they went from my mortgage from 700 to almost 3,000, close to 3,000, you know. And
right.
And this is the game they were playing. So I contacted my attorney. I said, do me a favor, pull out my papers, my contract, because I was in a fixed mortgage. And so we did the conference over the phone, and I said, I want you to ask this company, and we told them that they were being recorded, which we had to because it was a phone conference call. And I said, but I want to ask the last question. And so he was asking the questions. They were answering, well, we gave her time to do this, da, 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 you know. And so I said, well, I have one question to ask you. And they said, well, go ahead and ask. I said, who signed my name? Who forged my name and changed my mortgage when I was in a – and I said, I got my contract right here. Oh, we made a mistake. Oh, they sent me the release papers and all that other stuff. Lo and behold, I should have followed through because the same company from New Jersey, and I think you could, like, it's on the website, Columbia, Georgia versus CPHH Mortgage. And this guy won $21 million for the fraud.
Wow.
Okay. So I just want to just share those with you. That's all I had to say. Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, Adit.
Yes, my name is Asulu, and I'm from Missouri. This is my 7th time on the call. I just need to see if I can get the address for the committee. I sent some questions in, but I haven't get a response from them on the foreclosure that I've been fought for over almost 5 years now, and I was just wanted to find out if there's a, you know, chance to take it before the grand jury.
You want to find out what?
I just wanted to find out if I can see if I can get the committee's email. I sent my question when I was on the last week of call, but I haven't get any response from them. I think I might send it to the wrong committee.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have the NLA website in front of me right now, but I'm going to look it up here for you. Basically, I think there's a tab for the committee of, I think what you want is the, let me see what we got here, Courtroom Observers Committee. Okay, which is underneath the committee's tab, and then it says you can join the courtroom observer group, and there's the forum, and there's the tab for the committee. So,
okay, it will be the courtroom committee.
Well, there's tabs across the top that say welcome, news, education, free course, directory, COS, and then committees. And in, under committees, there's a drop-down list. And so you want to go either to, you want to go to the courtroom observers committee, and then there's another sub-tab, and go in there and, if you want observers or whatever, or there's a forum, too, that you could make a comment.
Mm. Oh, well, actually, I was, they did turn me down on my appeal at the 10th Circuit, but I was just wondering if there's something else that I can do to continue this fight.
Well, I don't know anything offhand, but, there's not a lot of callers on the call tonight, so it might be worth bringing up, maybe next week or even tomorrow. There's probably going to be a lot more people on that. That's a committee of safety call, which is at 9 o'clock, and, maybe you could bring it up then.
Okay. So do I have to be a member
Well, not to ask a question, if that's all you want to do.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, it's 10:11 right now, according to my clock, so we're about 10 minutes over. I don't know if anybody else has anything to report or any questions. Otherwise, I'm going to turn off the recording. Going once, going twice, third time, sold. Okay, have a good night.